Good afternoon, hockey fans. Steve Silver from the Las Vegas Sun joining me from Wranglers training camp out at the Fiesta Rancho. Head coach and general manager Ryan Mugineau. Coach, how's it going so far?
It's going good. You know, I got an extra hour sleep today. We had practice at 9. Actually,
that was nice. Thank you.
It was almost 2 hours of extra sleep. So I was extra sharp today. I don't know about the players, but I was extra sharp today.
Okay. Good in the mornings. Now this weekend, going off ice a little bit, you and the guys participated in some charities, some walking. What was going on?
Yeah, it was Light the Night, which is a charity for leukemia. And, cancer is obviously something that affects everyone. I think everybody's been touched by it. But I think, you know, the Wrangler family was touched this summer with our old medical guy, Chris Testino. And we lost him to leukemia, and he was... I didn't know Chris, but we're all kind of part of the program, and obviously our thoughts were with him, and we walked for him, and it was a great success. And I think it's going to say a little bit about the type of people that we have here. The guys had a long day. They were up at about 4:40 that day at the rink at 5, and they were walking the mile and a half for Chris at 7, 8 o'clock at night. So that meant a lot to me, and it meant a lot about the type of people we have, which is huge.
And first day you were hired up at the podium down at the Orleans, you talked about community and getting yourself and the guys involved. What are some things? What do you want to do, you know, here in Las Vegas?
Well, the one thing that I want to get established is our face-off against kids cancer. And I think, pediatric cancer is on the rise. And I think the one thing that we can do as hockey players is our responsibility to the community. I think... we have a lot of free time on our hands. Our players, they're done by 11. It's something that I want the guys involved in, and they're all Canadians, Americans, Swedish guys here, and the one common denominator is that they're all good people. So I'm looking forward to it. It's something that we're going to get rolling here in the next little bit, and I'm definitely excited about it.
Okay, now any insights, any guys standing out, anything, what can fans expect from
well, it's I'm not going to give you a couple names, but there's a couple guys that were very surprising. I mean, Jeff Hazelwood is a guy that's really opened my eyes. He's a Division III player, Division III player of the year, and not that that's a slight against him, but there's some guys that fall through the cracks, and I think he's definitely a diamond in the rough. I think he's going to be a good player, and Matty Watkins, his speed is phenomenal. Probably one of the fastest guys I've seen at this level. Lukovic's a strong player, and then the back end looks real good. All kind of mobile guys that have a strong sense of commitment to the D zone, and then more importantly, commitment to the offensive end is going to be stressed quite a bit. I want our guys going, and I think I've established that with our forecheck this morning, and we're going to go. So I'm excited. Keith gets in tonight. We'll have a good kind of heart to heart about some of the personnel we have here, and got to make some tough decisions here in the next little while.
What's a guy got to do to stand out, to make the team? I mean,
well, there's a lot of things that go into it, and I think for me, it's one is a commitment to your teammates, so you're committing to the system, and guys that do that usually have success, and then obviously skill plays a big part, and then the type of person that you want. I want to come to the rink and enjoy the guys, and same vice versa for them. So I learned a long time, addition through subtraction. So if there's a problem, they're usually gone. So the guys are pretty well aware of that. I think they're getting to know me as a personality, and maybe too much of a personality sometimes, but that's who I am. So they're going to have to live with it, just like you're going to have to live with it all year too.
It's 4 days in. I'm ready to leave. Now, you mentioned Keith coming to town. What kind of role does he have?
Keith's well-versed.
Keith Primo, for you guys might have scored a certain goal against the Pittsburgh Penguins a while back.
And I like that you look it right in the face. I wasn't even going to say anything about it, but...
It's okay. We're 2-0 right now.
Yeah, that's the one thing everybody kind of talks about. But the one thing I think Keith is known for is his leadership. And one of the main reasons why I brought Keith on board, because I think he makes me a better coach. He's well-versed in systems and everything else, but more importantly, he's a true leader. And I think, having that influence around me, especially, kind of growing up with somebody like that, it's taught me a lot. He's got a lot to offer to our guys, and that's why I brought him in. And the other reason why is unfortunately, in this business, sometimes having an NHL pedigree, NHL teams listen to you a little bit more. So when Keith Primo calls and says, you got to call this kid up, sometimes it has more clout than Ryan Mugenal. Unfortunately, I'd like to think I have more pull than
we'll
that.
Give it some time.
But yeah, well, that's just, I want to do everything I can for my players. So that's where we are with it.
Okay, well, thanks, Coach. And be sure to log on, LasVegasSun.com. I'll be checking in with Coach throughout camp and throughout the season.
Can you get a
He wants a Las Vegas Sun hoodie.
Yeah, can you get a
I don't have much pull. I need a Keith Primo to give me some pull with the management. So.
I'll get him to give you a call.
All right, we'll be back. Be sure to log on, LasVegasSun.com. All right.